Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning parak Beis, Mishnah Hey, and we're going to begin the third parak with parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah taught us that if a seller is separating and measuring the product that he's selling in a small way, in a precise way, then it is the seller's responsibility to separate the demai, because the assumption is that he's making more of a profit when he's being so specific and he's being so precise. However, if a seller is separating in an abundant way, he's a wholesaler, he's separating a lot at once, he's measuring a lot at once, then there's less of a profit, and therefore the buyer is responsible to separate the demai. Our Mishnah, Perak Beis Mishnah Hay, is going to discuss for us a situation where something's normally separated in one way, but in this case, it's being separated differently. For example, it's typically of grain, which, as the Mishnah taught us, is typically separated in a significant way. It's usually, a lot of it's given out at once, and therefore it would be the buyer's responsibility to separate them out. But in this case, he decides to be precise, and he's selling them very specific, very precisely. Under those circumstances, the seller would be responsible for separating the demai. So the question is, when a person goes against the norm, when someone goes against the way certain crops, certain items, certain produce are typically sold, what's the halacha? Do we go based on how it's usually sold, or do we go based on how it's being sold in this particular situation? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, "Es shedarko lihi madid begasa." If there's an item, like we said, like a grain, which is typically measured out in a significant way, in an abundant way, umidado bedaka, but in this case, it's being measured in a very precise, small type of a way, tefela daka legasa. The small amount that is being measured is insignificant to the large amount, meaning to say, because this item's usually measured in a large quantity, that's what we go by. It goes by how it's usually sold, and therefore the buyer in this situation would be required to separate the demai. Continues the Mishnah, es shedarko lihi madid bedaka. If there's an item that's usually measured in a small way, umidado begasa, but in this particular situation, it's being measured, it's being distributed, it's being sold, bigasa, in a large quantity, tefela gasa ladaka, the large amount that it's being sold in now is insignificant, is tafel, in relation to the daka, to the small amount that is usually sold with. So once again, in both of these situations, the halacha goes in accordance with how it's usually sold, not in accordance to how it's being sold now. So if it's usually sold in a small quantity, then the seller needs to separate the demai. And if it's usually sold in a large quantity, then the buyer would need to separate the demai. Continues the Mishnah, Ezo himidagasa, what is considered to be a large quantity? So biyavesh shloshes kabin, says the Mishnah, a large quantity, midagasa, is when it comes to a dry an item, a dry crop, a dry produce, is 3 kav, is considered large. And if it's large, then the buyer must separate the demai. Uvalach dinar. But when it comes to a liquid, it has to be worth a dinar. And then it's considered to be a significant measurement. Why a dinar? Dinar is an amount of money, not a size. When it came to yavesh, when it came to the dry items, it said shloshes kavin, which was an amount, which was a specific measurement of 3 kav, then it's considered to be a large amount. But when it comes to a liquid, it's measured not in size, but in price. And the Bartonura points out that's because when it comes to liquid in those days, liquid is something that would very often go up and down in price. So it's hard to measure that in terms of size. Therefore, it's measured in terms of the price being worth a dinar. Finishes off the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Sale te'enim, baskets of figs, visale anovim, and baskets of grapes, v'kupos shel yarak, and boxes of vegetables, kol zman she'u mochron achsara pater. As long as these items are sold in estimation, where a box of certain vegetables or a basket of grapes, they're not counted. It's not precise exactly how many. It's just estimated. They put in some clusters of grapes. So as long as those fruits, those produce are being estimated, are being sold via an estimation, the seller would be potter, would be exempt from separating demai, even though they're sold in small amounts. This is an exception to the rule. Even though they're sold in small amounts, because they're estimated, separated, and then the buyers aren't so precise in how they're sold, he would be potter from separating demai, and it would be the buyer's responsibility to separate the demai himself. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, as we continue discussing, by going back to the beginning of the Masechta, some of the exceptions to Demai when Demai wouldn't necessarily apply. It says the Mishnah, Ma'achilin Asa'anim Demai, that you are allowed to feed poor people Demai, even though normally you can't eat Demai. Again, we're not sure, did the Amei Ha'aretz separate the Maestros or not, but you may feed Demai to Aniyim, to poor people, like we said in the beginning of the Masechta, and this is why, according to the Rambam, Demai comes after Peah, because in Masechta's Peah, we were discussing gifts to the poor people, and now we're saying that Demai as well can be given to poor people. V'es hachsanya Demai, says the Mishnah, the traveling soldiers that were going from town to town to protect us, they are also allowed to eat Demai, you can feed them Demai as well. Continues the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel haya ma'achil es po'al of demai. What Rabban Gamliel do? He would feed his poor workers demai as well. He had workers that worked for him. They certainly were not rich people. They certainly were quite poor. And Rabban Gamliel, very much in line with how the parak began, would feed his poor workers demai. Okay, now we're going to discuss the Gabai Tzedakah. The Gabai Tzedakah were the people who were collecting various charitable donations for the poor people. And even though, when it comes to individuals, we need a poor person needs food right now, so we're allowed to give him demai, when we're collecting tzedakah from people and then giving out tzedakah in a more significant, large quantity type of a way, demai does need to be separated. The only time demai doesn't need to be separated is when it's being given to one poor person for one meal right now. It says the Mishnah, Gabe tzedakah, the tzedakah collectors, those who are collecting tzedakah from people and then giving them out to poor people. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Nosne es ha-me'ushar l'she'eno ma'aser, v'yes she'eno me'usar l'ma'aser. Says Beis Shammai, you must give those items that you collect, that you know are most likely tithed. You're collecting them from people who are trusted when it comes to separating miser. So you should give those items to people who are not so comfortable, who are not so trustworthy when it comes to miser. They should give those to Amei Aretz. So if a Gabai Tzedakah is collecting food from people that are trusted, they should give it to people who are not trusted, because those people aren't going to take it. So let's give them food that was already separated. V'yes she'eino me'usar l'ma'aser, says the Mishnah. And those who are not trustworthy, who we don't really trust them, they're Amei Haaretz, says Beis Shammai, we should take their food and give them to people who are trusted, because then when they get the food, they'll separate Meiser from that food. Nimtzu kol ha'adam ochlin misukan. And this way, everyone's going to have the appropriate food. Everyone's going to have a food where Meiser was separated from it. Those people that were trusted gave food to those who aren't trusted. Those who weren't trusted gave food to those who were trusted. The Chachamim Om and the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, Govin Stam, Umechalkin Stam, we should not differentiate. We should put all the money, all the food that's collected, we should put into one container and separate it completely randomly. We shouldn't decide who's trustworthy, who's not, who are we giving it to. It's completely random. And those people who are going to separate are going to separate. Now, the halacha is that everyone does need to separate, whether you're poor or not. But the point is, as the Bar Tanura points out, there's a concern that if the Amei Haaretz, if the unlearned people see that their food is being sort of separated and then only being given to those people who are trusted to separate, they're not going to continue to give tzedakah. They're not going to contribute to the charity of the town. And therefore, the Chachamim were concerned with that. People are going to stop giving tzedakah. So they said, no matter who you are, no matter what your level of trustworthiness is when it comes to separating miser, no matter what, we're going to give it all out randomly, and hopefully people will do the right thing, make the right choice, and separate miser. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, discuss the situation where the way that food is typically measured is not the way that's actually being measured, and we saw that we decide who must be obligated to separate demai based on the usual manner. Is this food something that's usually given out and measured in a large quantity or not? And then the Mishnah simply concluded by saying the various amounts, what's considered to be a large quantity, what's considered to be a smaller quantity. And then the Mishnah said, the Perek concluded by saying that that if a person, even if something's being given out in a small amount, if the seller is selling it in an estimated type of a way, not in a precise type of a way, then he would be potter, he would be exempt from separating demai. And then the third parak began, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, by teaching us that poor people and the traveling soldiers are not obligated in separating demai. They can eat demai. And then we concluded with a discussion of the Gabei Tzedaka, Machlokas, between Beis Shammai and the Chachamim. Must they distinguish between who they're giving it to or not? Or should they just all put all the money together and give it out in a more random way? Have a great day.